जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारि। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। देयर इज नो ब्रॉडकास्ट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 18। श्री शुक उवाच। इंद्रो वृतवच श्रुत्वा गतालीकम् अपूजयत् गृहीत वज्र प्रहसम् तमाह गत विस्मयः। श्रीशुक उवाच। इंद्रो वृत्रवच श्रुत्वा गतालीकम् अपूजयत् गृहीता वज्र प्रहसं तमाह गत विस्मयः। श्रीशुक उवाच। इंद्रो वृत्रश्रुत्वच श्रुत्वा गतालीकम् अपूजयत् गृहीता वज्रः प्रहसं तमाह गत विस्मयः। श्रीशुक उवाच। इंद्रो वृत्रवच श्रुत्वा गतालीकम् अपूजयत् गृहीता वज्र प्रहसं तमाह गत विस्मयः। श्रीशुक उवाच।
गतालीकम्
Ladies, please. Shri Shuka Uvar Indro Vritravacha Shrutva Gatalikam Apujayat Gruhita Vajra Prahasam Kamagata Vismayaha Shri Shuka Uvacha Indro Vritra Vacha Shrutva Gatalikam Apujayat Gruhita Vajraha Prahasam Tamagata Vismayaha Shri Shuka Uvacha Indro Vritra Vracha Shrutva Gatalikam Abhujayat Grihita Vajra Prahasams Tamagata Vismayaha Shri Shuka Uvacha Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Indraha, King Indra, Vritravachaha, the words of Vritrasura, Shrutva, hearing, Gata Alikam, without duplicity, Apujayat, worshipped, Gruhita Vajraha, taking up the thunderbolt, Prahasan, smiling, tam unto Vritrasura, aha said, gatavismayaha, giving up his wonder. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shukadev Goswami said, hearing the straightforward instructive words of Vritrasura, King Indra praised him and again took the thunderbolt in his hand. Without bewilderment or duplicity, he then smiled and spoke to Vritrasura as follows. Purport. King Indra, the greatest of the demigods, was astonished to hear the instructions of Vritrasura, who was supposed to be a demon. He was struck with wonder that a demon could speak so intelligently. Then he remembered great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, who had been born in the families of demons. And thus he came to his senses. Even so-called demons sometimes have exalted devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore Indra smiled reassuringly at Vritrasura. I'm going to do the next verse as well. Text 19. Indra uvacha aho dānava siddhosi yasya te matiridrushi bhakta sarvātmanātmānam Suhrudam Jagadishwaram. Indra said, O great demon, I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul and friend of everyone. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 22, Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha Yasmin stito na dukkhena guruna api vichalyate. Established in Krishna consciousness, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks that there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. An unalloyed devotee is never disturbed by any kind of trying circumstance. Indra was surprised to see that Vritrasura, undisturbed, was fixed in devotional service to the Lord. For such a mentality is impossible for a demon. However, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can become an exalted devotee. Striyo vaishyas tatha shudras te piyanti param gatim. An unalloyed devotee is sure to return home back to Godhead. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chaksur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी पुचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So a short time, I may come back to text 17, text 19, maybe Monday. Let's see. Here's a very interesting twist in the, or development in the pastime. Vritrasura has spoken in such a fantastic way that his arm is cut off, his meditation is on praying to Lord Krishna that all I am looking for is to become the servant of your devotees. I'm not looking for becoming the king of the heavenly planets. I'm not looking for becoming the king of the lower planets, nor the king on the earthly realm. In fact, I do not even want liberation. All I anticipate is your mercy whenever it comes, just as the tiny birds who are so dependent on their mother, just as the calf who's dependent on the mother for milk, I'm waiting. Whenever you give me your mercy, I will take. I'm anticipating. I have hope. And he turns to Indra and says, okay, don't waste time. Get on with what you're supposed to do. And don't think that you're killing me. And I don't think that you're the person who's attacking me. Both of us are controlled by Krishna. And this is Krishna's arrangement. And so let's just let it happen. Why are you so morose? When I'm not morose, why are you like this? Just get on with it. You're supposed to finish this body of mine. You get on with life, you become the king again, and I go back to Godhead. So, and he's so detached from the whole situation and so fixed in understanding what is Krishna's will. Now this is very difficult. Very, very difficult. But he has understood it. So Indra, who's not ordinary himself, he says, what a wonderful personality Vritrasura is. My gosh, how can he understand what is Krishna's will? He must be so connected to Krishna that he's able to exactly get the sense of this is Krishna's will. And here I am, the demigod, the king of the demigods, and I don't understand it. And then he wonders, wow, he's in a demon body, but from his mouth, nectar is flowing. And Prabhupada says, he then remembers that in the family of Daityas, this the great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, I said, oh, no wonder. It is possible. It is possible that although one may have a body of that type, from the heart, great words are flowing. So it's described that Indra praised Vritrasura. So now here's the scenario. Vritrasura has spoken. Indra is praising him. Oh, such fantastic words of realizations. Oh, Vritrasura, you are amazing. He smiles, picks up his thunderbolt and ready to kill him. That's the next act of the appreciation. Okay, fantastic. Now let me kill you. So Indra, who earlier was feeling awkward about it, and now he doesn't feel it so. He gives up his wonderment. Gata vismayaha. Vismaya means to be wondering. And gata means to give up. So he gave up his wonderment. He gave up his wonder and said, oh, I am but an instrument in Krishna's plan. And the instrument that I have to be is I have to take this thunderbolt and kill Vritrasura. So now both are on a platform of realization. Neither Indra is feeling, oh, I am the doer. What kind of reaction will I get? Or he's not approaching it with the fruitive mentality. And Vritrasura is not holding Indra in the blaming position either. Both see that there is Krishna's hand acting in all of this. One difference is that Vritrasura's words have changed Indra. Because previously, in the previous purport, Prabhupada writes that Vritrasura is like the spiritual master for Indra. Why? Because Vritrasura is instructing him. He is bringing Indra out of this very low condition of consciousness. And instructing him that both of us are nothing but puppets in the hands of Krishna's will. So, as devotees, we have a very big task on hand. The task is, what is Krishna's will? How to know? We use the phrases, as Krishna wills, which is nice. So that brings out our orientation towards Krishna. But what is exactly Krishna's will? How is Krishna orchestrating some things around us or within us? Is not easy to know. In fact, it is very difficult to know. I would even go to saying it is almost impossible to know. Unless Krishna reveals it. And Krishna reveals it directly in the heart. He reveals it through the spiritual master and scripture. And the devotee. So there are many channels for understanding Krishna's will. But there is nobody who can understand Krishna's will perfectly. There are a few personalities like that who can understand perfectly. They have absolutely nothing else going on inside. There are no, what we say, filters. That block their access to Krishna's, what Krishna wants them to do. A personality like that is Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he knows, he's so guided by Krishna, he knows where to manifest, when to manifest, what to say, and how to deliver the medicine or whatever that he needs to deliver. The instruction in the most perfect way according to that person. This is just fantastic. Narada is such a person. And there's a whole range of situations and a whole range of persons that he knows how to connect with or bring them out of that situation. When it is Vyasadev who's wondering, why is there some distress in my heart, Narada appears out of the blue and says, oh, great sage, seems like there is something bothering you. What's going on? When it is Mrigari the hunter, he gives him an instruction that seems very counter to Vedic principles. Oh, don't torture these animals. You should just kill them. And he slowly moves Mrigari out of that condition. When Kamsa Kamsa was thinking, all right, Devaki is eighth child. It's all right, let the first seven be born. We'll see it when the eighth one is born. And Narada goes to Kamsa and says, what are you doing? How do you know it's the eighth one? It can be anyone. And played with Kamsa's mind. Why? Because he wanted to speed up Krishna's advent. when Nalakuvara and Manigriva, which is this month, so somehow it's connected to this pastime. Nalakuvara and Manigriva, they came out of the water, standing naked, completely intoxicated like anything in the celestial waters of Lord Shiva's personal swimming pool, if you will. They were frolicking there. And when Narada came, they stood like that. And Narada, he considered, how do I help these fellows? Because they are stricken with pride to such a degree that they are completely oblivious of the arrogance and pride that they are dealing with, they are owning. Pride is such that except the person holding it, everyone else can see it. So Narada wondered what to do. And Narada himself knows the consequence of becoming proud and acting in a proud manner. Because two lifetimes ago, he faced a very challenging situation in his own life. He was a Gandharva, he was called an Upadevata. He was a Gandharva who was very gifted. He could sing like so amazingly. In fact, for all the different programs that were happening in the heavenly realms, he was invited as the special Kirtaniya. His name was Upavarhana. And one day he was invited for Harinam Sankirtan, specifically to chant the names of Lord Vishnu in the assembly of all the demigods. So he came there and he sang. He sang very nicely. From singing Harinam, slowly he moved into singing songs about the demigods and glorifying the demigods. The demigods were a little disturbed. What is he doing? This is meant for glorification of Vishnu. Why is he doing this? And because he was so gifted at singing, plus he was so good-looking, that slowly from Harinam to something else, to he started singing for charming the women that were there. He was making sure that they are noticing how he's singing. He was making sure that they're looking at him. The whole thing, it changed because he was proud of. I'm the center of this. Everyone should look at me. They should praise me. Something he was singing. If you read the purport, it's in the seventh canto. Prabhupada writes very interesting what kind of songs he was singing. And immediately, all the demigods cursed him. Stop this nonsense. What are you doing? Instead of glorifying Lord Vishnu, in the guise of chanting the holy name, under the guise of Harinam Sankirtan, you're glorifying yourself. May you be born as a Shudra on earth. And that's how he becomes the son of a maidservant. So he knows what happens when one becomes, whatever gift that Krishna has given, one becomes proud and thinks, I'm the owner of it. So Narada considered, whoa, for Nalakuvara and Manigriva, this is not going to be good for them. So let me make them stand as trees, Yamala Arjuna trees, such that they will not move around making a mess. They will stay. Until they learn their lesson, they will stay. And the lesson they will learn will be given by Krishna. They will come in contact with Krishna. They will touch Krishna, or Krishna will touch them, and they'll become purified. From Narada's side, there was no anger, there was no feeling of, oh, they're insulting me. From Narada's side was compassion. Because a pure devotee carries that sense of compassion. Even here, Vritrasura, although he's fighting with Indra, he has so much compassion for Indra that he's helping Indra come out of his moroseness. So he will do what is willed or destined by Krishna, just to kill him. This is very interesting. So Narad Muni cursed Nalugurvara and Manigriva, may you stand as trees till Krishna comes. So I'm going to pause because 8:15 I promised Daita. Any questions or comments? Yes. How does one purify oneself from pride? Pride by definition means that certain gifts that we have, we all have some abilities, either by previous karmic activity or by devotional empowerment. However it comes, we get some, have some gift, some ability, something. Everyone has. And when one uses them in Krishna's service, simply for the glorification of Krishna, one becomes free of that pride. If not, one starts thinking that I am the owner of this quality and I am the one who is bringing about this wonderful effect in the world. And that I want the attention should come to me. I become the center of the entire, environment of attention. I become that. But the devotee's main consideration is how Krishna is in the center of things, not me. Because whatever quality is there is Krishna's anyway. Because Krishna is the source of all qualities. So pride is this competition that we have with Krishna, where we want to put ourselves in the center of it, of everything. In the center of a conversation, in the center of a circumstance, in the center of the lives of others. It's still there. It's a problem. It's a pervasive problem. I saw, I can't say cartoon, but a very nice picture of pride yesterday. There is a cliff, and this guy, this man is off the cliff, and there is one little plant, or very weak tree that he's holding onto with one hand, and he's hanging from that steep cliff. In the other hand, he's holding a bag that says pride, and there is the helping hand above that says, need to lift you up. What does the person have to do? Unless he drops this pride, he can't go back up. So life is hanging very delicately with that, carrying on that bag of pride with us. Unless that is dropped. And then one final thing. There is a difference between, of course there is a difference between pride and humility. Humility is the antidote for pride. So pride means, I am the owner of this quality or circumstance, or I'm the center of it. And humility means Krishna is in the center of it. With pride comes forgetfulness. With humility comes remembrance. We always can see in our own lives, the moment we take a humble position, we can remember the instructions of Krishna. We can remember certain things that otherwise we might have forgotten in that moment. What to say, how to behave, all of it vanishes the moment we are taking a prideful view of things. So in humility, we remember. For example, Gajendra, he remembered the prayers he had offered in the previous life, although he was in a body of an elephant. So humility brings memory, pride brings forgetfulness. Daito, are you ready? Where is it? Ready? Okay, any other final thoughts, comments? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada. Oh, I already said Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry. While he's getting ready.
I was just.